Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Sarah Getch, and this week I've brought you poems from Western Colorado University's Low Residency MFA Poets. Today, I'm reading Plastic, A Personal History, by Elizabeth Bradfield. Plastic, A Personal History. How can I find a way to praise it? Do the early inventors and embracers churn with regret? I don't think my parents, born in the swing toward ubiquity, chew and chew and chew on plastic. But of course they do. Bits in water, food, flesh, air. And their parents? I remember Dad mocking his mother's drawer of saved rubber bands and his father-in-law's red, corroded jerry can patched and patched, never replaced for new, for never rusting. Cash or plastic? Plastic. Even for gum. We hate the $5 minimum. Bills, paperless, automatic, almost unreal. My toys were plastic. Castle and circus train and yo-yo. Did my lunches ever get wrapped in waxed paper, or was it all saran, saran, saran? Sarah's mom was given, in Girl Scouts, a blue sheet of plastic to cut, sew, and trim with white piping into pouches for camping. Sarah has it still, brittle, but useful. Merit badge for waterproofing, for everlasting. You too must have heard stories, now quaint as carriages, of first plastic, pre-plastic, eras of glass, waxed cloth, and tin, of shared syringes. All our grocery bags growing up were paper, bottom hefted on forearm, top crunched into grab. We used them to line the kitchen garbage pail. Not that long ago, maybe a decade, I made purses for my sisters out of putty-colored, red-letter plastic Safeway bags. I'd snag a stack each time I went, then fold and sew, quilt with bright thread, line with thrift store blouses. They were sturdy and beautiful, rainproof and light, clever, so clever. I regret them. And the plastic toothpicks, folders, shoes that seemed so cheap, so easy, so use again, and thus less wasteful then. What did we do before to-go lids? Things must have just spilled and spilled. Do you know what I mean? I mean, what pearl forms around a grain of plastic in an oyster? Is it as beautiful? Would you wear it? Would you buy it for your daughter so she in turn can pass it down and pass it down and pass it down? That was Plastic, A Personal History by Elizabeth Bradfield. Elizabeth Bradfield is a writer, naturalist, whose most recent collection of poems is So Far Poems. Winner of the Audre Lorde Prize in Lesbian Poetry and a former Stegner Fellow, she lives on Cape Cod, directs the poetry concentration at Western Colorado University's Low Residency MFA program, and assists biologists with fieldwork. Plastic, A Personal History was first published in Poetry Magazine and reprinted in The Sun. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah Getch. Thank you for finding a moment for poetry today. We hope to be with you again soon. Till then, tune in next week for more poems.